3D models for printing on 3D printers sell for about $3. With a neat-looking cat armor on pin shape being the exception here, which is priced at $12. I think what makes a good 3D model, printed or not, is a beautiful and unique design, and that it doesn't really exist in stores, and even if it did, it would be too expensive. A person that buys a 3D printer for just about $200 can print out an infinite number of knickknacks and curiosities. The stores I see online are not quite there yet. People don't seem to advertise 3D models as proper products with a standalone website. To get a good idea what 3D products look like, visit Thingiverse, Cults 3D, YouMagine, and Pinshape. Now, from a more personal perspective, I recently started learning Blender, a 3D modeling program. YouTube is full of Blender tutorials. It was pretty fun to learn the basics. Blender is shipped with a 3D print plugin that will evaluate geometry of a product meant for 3D printing, and that truly lowers the on-ramp, as one can just click check all to catch all the problems at every operation. Blender allows for operations that 3D printers are not always happy about. The 3D print plugin is a very pleasant way to learn what one can do and cannot. I have created a strange little wallet as part of my self-education and made a series of interesting discoveries. The filament that printers use as ink costs $30 for a roll and lasts for a couple of months. It is best to start with the most popular white filament, as the white easily hides imperfections. A print, such as my strange wallet, would take about 4 or 5 hours to print. Before a model, often an STL file, can be printed, it must be sliced by a slicer. The STL file is converted to a G-code file that printers and other machines can understand. You can't give something legs unless you want to print supports. For example, when building a simple wallet, one side should pretty much be flat. You can't put a latch on the bottom, as the printers don't like complex shapes down there. Though when slicing a model, one has the option to generate supports. Awesome for fancy and complex sculptures, but not so perfect for flat and simple wallets. Best product designs are simple, or at least come in multiple simple parts. If you want to have a lion head on your wallet, you should print that as a separate piece. This way, the back of the lion is flat, the back of the wallet is flat, and you just need some super glue. The reason I designed my wallet as a case with hinges is because my next lesson is in designing a tiny computer case for the little Raspberry Pi. There's one big change I will make, and that is to round all the edges, as they come out pretty sharp. It is fantastic how tough that plastic is. I made most of my wallet designs 2 millimeters thin to print them out very quickly. Some of my designs took only an hour to print. This latest design has 3 millimeter sidewalls on the main case. It's perfectly tough, like really tough. All the final designs that require toughness should have 3 millimeter sidewalls, but you don't need more than that. A portable little computer case is a perfect 3mm sidewall candidate. The case will not bend. 3D prints can have some minor warping, and while temperature control could fix that, it is a good idea to plan for it. My earlier wallet design had a top without any sidewalls, plus I was testing experimental hinges that can multiply any misalignment issues. This new top design has overhanging hinges. And if there is any warping to the plastic, the top will still align perfectly, and the minor warping will actually contribute to keep the wallet closed. Modeling for a 3D printer is proper industrial design. Whether an experienced designer or hobbyist, it is the same kind of fun. My earlier design, though sturdy enough, had a card-sized hole when improperly closed. I didn't have a sidewall up front to easily slide cards out when open, but that also meant it had a credit card-sized hole for the credit card to fall out if improperly closed. My latest design has only a hole for thumb and index finger on each side. I restored the front wall that would allow cards to fall out. It only took a few moments, but it was a wonderful feeling, expanding my own creation to account for new features and concerns. This is industrial design. Making my little wallet case taught me absolutely everything I need to know to make my little computer case. More than that, I think I will be one of very few people who will build a Raspberry Pi case with hinges where one can open it for easy access to the GPIO connectors or even the SD card. My hinged Raspberry Pi case with proper manifold geometry will be my first dollar or two product that I will sell in an online digital goods store. I plan on having multiple case variations, something that would be cumbersome for a 3D printed product, as one would be printing parts that the customer would not have any use for. As a digital product, I can include cases that support batteries of various sizes or allow for securely mounting the case on top of a large power bank. I can even cover multiple recent variations of the Raspberry Pi models themselves while featuring universal add-ons that snap onto the different cases. One can easily imagine how someone would prefer to buy a kit and a printer rather than continuing to buy new cases as they expand their inexpensive Raspberry Pi collection. One of the cases I hope to design is a Raspberry Pi camera case, which is less of a case and more of a camera, really. Finally, I would like to add that selling digital models does not mean that customers must own a 3D printer, as they can choose to have their digital models printed during checkout. I will explore that configuration when I begin designing small sculptures and jewelry pieces as I get better at 3D modeling. The world sure has changed a little bit. Video tutorials hold knowledge that previously required tutoring, and one can easily buy a printer that can slowly extrude the entire contents of a dollar store. Wow.